What is the work of salvation? It's not as intimidating as it sounds. Did you know that all the big and little things you do to live the gospel are helping you come unto Christ? Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. These things include prayer, scripture study, church meetings, seminary, service, family home evening, and so on. You could probably think of a few more items to add to this list. Although they're separate efforts, they're all part of one work, the work of salvation. And they're all done for one purpose, to help all of God's children, including you, come unto Christ, progress on the covenant path, and receive temple covenants. The church helps us focus our efforts in carrying out the work of salvation by dividing it into five categories: member missionary work, convert retention, activation of less active members, temple and family history work, and teaching the gospel. Read the following scriptures to see how the work of salvation was carried out in the past, and then go online to see how youth are doing the work today. What will you do? Member missionary work. Read it. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 7. Watch it. Watch one young man and then another and another succeed in member missionary work in their branch in Imokalee, Florida, USA, in Sharing the Gospel, Imokalee, at lds.org/go/share-ne9. Do it. Sharing the gospel can be simple. Do you have a friend or family member you could invite to read a scripture, attend an activity, or watch a church video? Find simple ways to share the gospel at lds.org/go/missionne9. Convert retention. Read it. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 and 20. Moroni chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Watch it. One way to help converts stay strong in the gospel is to help them be nourished by the good word of God. Watch how youth in Eastern Europe stay strong through scripture study in The Book of Mormon, Messages from Heaven, at lds.org/go/message-ne9. Do it. Do you have new members in your ward or branch? How could you help nourish them with the good word of God? Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Activation of less active members. Read it. Alma chapter 31, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 32. Watch it. See how young women help another young woman and her family return to church activity in The Faith of Youth, the Ennis Family, at lds.org/go/Ennis, ENNIS NE9. Do it. In what ways could you continue to minister? 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 32, to less active friends or family members. Temple and family history work. Read it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verses 15 and 16. Section 124, verses 26 through 40. And section 128, verse 15. Watch it. Watch a young man taking a name to the temple at lds.org/go/name-ne9, and a young woman, the Spirit of Elijah, at lds.org/go/spirit-ne9, successfully meet their ward's challenge to take family names to the temple. Do it. Which of your ancestors need the ordinances of the gospel? Visit familysearch.org to find them and prepare their names for temple work. Teaching the gospel. Read it. 1 Nephi chapter 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 13 through 22. Watch it. For great teaching videos, go to lds.org/go/videos-ne9. Pick a teaching method you could improve on, such as asking follow-up questions or using visual aids, and watch teachers use that method. Do it. Try practicing one of these teaching methods as you help teach a lesson for family home evening or explain a scripture story to a younger sibling or a friend. Sidebar: God loves all of His children. Church members in ancient times emphasized missionary work, convert retention, activation of less active members, temple and family history work, and teaching the gospel as well. The fact that these essential member responsibilities remain constant across dispensations is a powerful confirming witness that God is unchanging and that He loves all of His children, wherever and whenever they have lived. The five responsibilities of the work of salvation are not new to the world in this final dispensation. They were taught and practiced in Book of Mormon times and have always been part of the very points of Christ's doctrine. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 14. By Elder L. Whitney Clayton of the Presidency of the 70, The Work of Salvation Then and Now. Ensign, September 2014, pages 63 and 65. End of the article, What is the Work of Salvation? Read by Daniel Stoddard McConkie, Jr.